This morning will be in chapter 10 of Proverbs. I'll start by reading verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon: a wise son makes a father a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walks uprightly walks surely, but he that perverts his ways shall be known. He that winks with his eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tends to life, but the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keeps instruction, but he that refuses reproof errs. He that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the wise is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Blessing of the Lord is it makes rich, and adds no sorrow with it. It is as a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just brings forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaks frowardness. That King James language is tongue-twisting sometimes. Mind-twisting, too. Yeah. The Proverbs of Solomon. You remember what the word proverb means? Parable. Parable. See, so these are just parables. The parables of Solomon. Solomon means what? Peaceful. Okay, the peaceful. And who's it represent? Christ. Because Jesus was peace. He didn't have peace. He was peace. So this is the parables of the peaceful one or Christ. The parables of Christ. Where did Solomon come up with these wisdoms? From the Christ that was within him. Absolutely. And he says, a wise son makes a father glad. So when the son within me shows wisdom, it makes my father happy. We're not talking about natural, we're talking about spirit. But in the natural, if a son is wise, it does make his father happy, doesn't it? But a foolish or stupid son is a grief to his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness or justice delivers from death. If I live righteously, or if I do things the just way, and I give justice to everyone in my life around me, it's going to deliver you from what? Death. And what is death? It's the carnal way of thinking. It's carnality. To be carnally minded is death. Be spiritually minded is life and peace, isn't it? He becomes poor, or one is impoverished. One impoverishes himself. That's what I should say in verse 4. One impoverishes himself that deals with a deceitful hand. empty. I impoverish myself. Did I? I'm sorry. Go back to 3 then. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he thrusts away the desires of the wicked. See, their desire of wealth and everything just gets cast aside. It means nothing. It's all gone. Because of the intent of their hearts or their minds. Verse 4, we'll go back to that again now, get it right. One impoverishes himself that deals with a deceitful hand, but the hand of the diligent enriches oneself. When someone is a faithful worker, just a good, honest person, it's honest about doing 8 hours of labor for 8 hours of pay, one who's really doing their job diligently, all it's doing is enriching themselves. It's a discipline to work, and to work diligently, it's a discipline. And when you discipline yourself in the natural, guess what will be spiritual in your life? Discipline. See? Your discipline will fit you. Every stage of your life will be the same. So,
your employer will see that in the natural.
Sure.
Father sees that.
Absolutely. You see it in the natural. It's a trait that's very, very commendable. It's discipline. Verse 5, he that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in the harvest is a son that is disappointed in the end. We saw that in the prodigal son, didn't we? Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. There's a whole bunch of people that they say they love God, but they got a mouth on them like a cesspool. All they can do is slander and talk about somebody and tear somebody down. And anytime someone is slandering someone, they're trying to elevate themselves. They're trying to pull you down to elevate themselves. They're trying to climb up on top of you so they can be superior to you. And it's not a good thing. Telling the truth is not slander. And at one time in my life, I was accused of being slanderous because I told the truth. So the only way I knew how to do that is to go look it up in a dictionary and see what slander really is. And slander, the intent of slander is to just tell a malicious lie with the intent to do harm to someone. Okay? But to tell the truth is a revealing. Now, is that revealing to hurt someone, or is it just to expose? If it's just to expose, it's not slander. It's just the truth. You know, it needs to be exposed. That's not to hurt someone. But God weighs the intent of your heart. If you're trying to hurt someone, he knows that, doesn't he? If you're just telling it because it needs to be exposed, that's not slander. That's just the truth. It's not slander until you have the intent to do harm to someone. That's where you get slander. And that person in my life couldn't understand that. He thought you should not tell the truth if it hurts someone. No, that's not true. You tell the truth no matter what. You just tell the truth. Sure, it'll fix things. If that person that was revealed was wrong in that truth, if they can embrace it, it will empower them to be a better person. But if they want to cry and whine about the truth that was told on them because it was revealed because of their pride, all they'll do is get bitter. He'll take care of you. And that's the whole point of this book. I mean, not just this book of Proverbs, but I'm talking about the whole Bible, is telling us if we truly trust God, then he will take care of us. But if you don't trust God and you're trying to rely on what you can do, have your best shot at it and see what happens. You know, go ahead. You'll find out you can't do it. You will come up short. But if you let God provide for you, it'll be okay.
What is the only real sin? Just unbelief.
Just unbelief is the only sin there is.
God won't do what he said he
does. That's unbelief, isn't it? It's not saying we don't believe there's a God. We're just saying we don't think God can take care of us in this situation. He can take care of your situation, but not mine. That's the way people are. It is. It's comical. But I mean, I've heard people say, well, I know he takes care of you, but you're a preacher and that's different. I said, no, it's not. I'm no different than you. I have to believe the same thing that God said because God don't have two sets of rules. Right. No, they're trying to justify holding on to what they want to. That's what they're trying to do. They want to hold on to what they got. That's right. Justifying is just a lion. Verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed. Whoa. But the name, or character and nature of the wicked shall rot. The memory of the just is blessed. That's not saying what you can remember. It's saying people remembering you. Okay? The wise in heart, or the wise in what? Mind, or the inner man. The one with wisdom in the inner man, or the mind. Okay? Will receive commandments. See? That means you will hear what God says. You will shama, won't you? You will hear with the intent to respond positively to whatever you hear. Okay? But a prating fool shall fall. You know why? Because he won't receive correction or instruction from God. He that walks uprightly, or literally with innocence and integrity, he that walks uprightly, innocent and integrity, walks securely. If you walk with innocence and integrity, you will walk securely. Huh? Yeah. If you live in innocence and with innocence and integrity, you will live with security. That means you'll have confidence in what you do in your life. You won't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. You just worry about doing what you're told.
You'll live in the now.
Absolutely, in the now you'll be living. But you'll live with what you have and not worry about what might have been or what I might have, but what I really possess right now.
Would you say you live within your means?
Absolutely, living within your means. Absolutely. God didn't promise us everything we wanted. He promised us our needs, not our wants. He that winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Sounds familiar. We've heard that before, haven't we? Verse 8, a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a source of life, not a well of life, but a source. A well is what? It's a source of water. What's water? The word. So it's a source of life. If the man is righteous, what's he going to talk? Righteousness. But yet, the violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The man who's the Antichrist's mind, the man that's worried about himself and not worried about what Father wants out of him, it's nothing going to be violent, but violence in his mouth. Just like, and I'm not picking on anybody, but like the Middle East cultures over there, like right now that there's wars going on, there's always been wars, there'll always be wars because they feel like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth under the old covenant. See, they've not caught a hold of this truth yet, and that's okay. That's where God wants them to be, so they'll be okay. Verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all. Now let me say it another way. This is the way it should read. Hatred stirs up strife, but God's love covers all transgressions or mistakes, any way you want to say it there, because it does. God's love covers it all. His love went on the cross, didn't it? God's love hanged on a cross, and because of that, it covered how many sins? All of them. End of discussion. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. And that word understanding literally is void of, and the word is lab in the Hebrew, I'm for sure, heart. So he's but that word heart is also the mind or the inner man. So when the back of him that is void of understanding, or the inner man, or void of mind, and we're talking about the mind of Christ, aren't we? I mean, everybody has a mind. It's just not the proper one, is it? If everyone had the mind of Christ from the very beginning and were as aware of it, then we wouldn't have to put on the mind of Christ, would we? See, so we have a natural mind, but we have to exchange that like Ezekiel said, or he said, I'm going to take out your old heart and give you a new heart. Yeah, I'm going to take out the old one and give you a new one. See, that says that the first one I had wasn't what I should have, but I need to have that in transplant of a new heart. Okay, verse 14, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of fools is near destruction. That's pretty self-sufficient there in itself, isn't it? Verse 15, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, or it's literally his security, okay? And the destruction of the poor is their poverty. Now tell me something about that. The rich man's wealth is his strong or secure city, his wealth. And the destruction of the poor is their poverty. tell me what's going on here. Something's happening. They're thinking wrong. They have the wrong thinking. See, just because a man's wealthy doesn't make him godly, and just because he's poor doesn't make him godly. Well, the true rich man, but said a rich man's wealth is his security, you know, it's what it should say, is his secure city. And the destruction of the poor is his poverty. See, there's some wrong thinking going on here. There's ignorance that they haven't learned yet, okay? And see, when and this is a, this whole verse is negative. It's not about God. It's about the rich man in the natural. Okay, the rich man natural is his strong city. So it's his wealth is his strong city. That's the negative thing here. This is a negative context in this 15th verse. And the destruction of the poor is their poverty. See, so the rich and the poor are both being destroyed, aren't they? They've got wrong thinking. We need to turn that around. Okay, into verse 16 it says, the labor of the righteous tends to life, and the fruit or the product or the income of the wicked is to what? It says sin, but it should be habitual sinfulness. The product of the wicked is habitual sinfulness because they don't do anything, they don't change anything. Remember the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing every day and expecting a different result? And that's what the church is really doing. They're teaching an insanity. You just keep doing what you're doing and you'll be all right in the end. No, you've got to change the way you think. Would you agree to that? It must be changed. Verse 17. He is on the path of life that retains correction. That means if you retain how you've been disciplined through life, you're on the path of life. But he that refuses correction errs. If you refuse to receive the correction, you're making a serious, grievous error. Don't embrace correction, you're in trouble. Verse 18, he that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. If you've got hatred in your heart, covering it up with saying you don't hate somebody isn't doing anybody any good, is it? Least of all you, the person with the hatred. In a multitude of words, there lacks not transgression. What it should say. Verse 19, in the multitude of words there lacketh not a transgression. But he that refrains his lips acts wisely. I think it's in Proverbs 15, if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. It says something about training your mouth. I know it's in chapter 16, excuse me. Look in the wrong place. Chapter 16, verse 23, there it is, 16:23. The mind of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning or persuasiveness to his lips. See, he teaches his mouth. The mind of the wise teaches his mouth. Where was I at? What verse was I at now? 18? 19? Yeah. He that refrains his lips wise. Yeah. Okay, now the 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. Silver speaks of redemption, doesn't it? And the heart or the mind of the wicked is of little worth. No argument there, is there? The lips of the righteous, verse 21, feed many, but fools dies for lack of mind, or it says wisdom, but the lack of understanding, the lack of wisdom, the lack of the mind, something missing in their mind, or the lack of the inner man. Blessing of the Lord, verse 22, it makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow. Now see, sorrow or blessing is all in the eye of the beholder. One person could come up and someone could hand you a dollar and you could say, that's terrible. And the next person would be so tickled to get that dollar that, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. Where's your mind? Verse 23, it is as a sport to a fool to do wickedness, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Wisdom tells you, you won't do that foolishness, will you? That wickedness. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Well, there's a blessing right there, knowing that. If I know that if I'm doing the right things, that my desires will come to me, they'll be granted to me, but if I'm doing wickedness, it's never going to come to pass. Simple. Verse 25, as the whirlwind or the hurricane passes, so is the wicked no more. It don't take long for that whirlwind, that hurricane or tornado to pass through, does it? When it's gone, there's not much left, is there? But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. See, 24 and 25 just go together. Just a parallel verse. Verse 26, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard or the lazy to them that send him to work, is what it should say. That send him to work. So if someone sends you to work and you're lazy, it's just like smoke in your eyes or vinegar teeth. It's an irritant. It's an irritant to you. When you send somebody to work and they won't work, that's an irritant to you. So guess what? It's not going to be pleasant with you at the end of the day or come payday. Right. Has to go straighten it out. Yep. Verse 27, the reverence of the Lord prolongs days. Now, that's kind of quick right there. That just tells it like it is. But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Hello. What's the first commandment with promise? Honor thy father and mother, for by this the days of your life will be increased, you know. So if you don't honor your mother and father, they will be shortened. Pretty simple, isn't it? Verse 28, the hope or the expectation of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The righteous will be glad because they will receive their expectations. Read 24 and 25. Verse 29 now. The course of life of the Lord is what? Is a stronghold, is what it should say. The course of life or the way of life of the Lord is a stronghold to the innocent. It's a stronghold to the innocent. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed. Hello, who's flying away? What happened to the rapture theme there? The church teaches the rapture is going to fly you away, but here it says the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not permanently inhabit the earth. And the word permanently inhabit is in the Hebrew language. See, the wicked's going to be here, but it's not going to always be here, is it? And we're not talking about wicked people on earth. We're talking about wickedness in my earth and in your earth, aren't we? That's a promise yet. I'll make you happy that the wickedness in your life will be gone because he said so. Verse 31, the mouth of the just causes wisdom to germinate. The mouth of the just or the righteous causes wisdom to germinate. But the perverse tongue shall be cut out. That means it doesn't have any power. You cut a tongue off, it's not worth much, is it? Verse 32, the lips of the righteous declare what is acceptable. They don't know. Your lips don't know anything. They're controlled by our mind, right? The lips of the righteous declare what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaks perversity. We know that, don't we? We just know it. The righteous speak what is acceptable, and the mouth of the wicked speaks perversity, or fraud, or deceit. All those words can be used. If we listen to the things that this thing teaches in Proverbs, there won't be anything anybody can say about you except you have some wisdom. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing.